This is the Pocket Monster Manual. I'm Wooly Shambler, here with Moogle.
Hello.
Raisinbran.
Hey.
Rusty.
Now recording.
And Shiny.
Ew.
We're talking about quillfish.
Next.
No, I love a quillfish.
Quillfish is great.
Forgettable.
Quillfish is up to no good. You can tell. He is just up to no good. Look at those eyes.
He's just nothing.
He's a fish.
Simply null. Except that's a different Pokemon. Haha.
Yes. I forgot he exists, and Gen 2 is my favorite generation.
He has so much personality. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I feel like he is the kind of Pokemon that would benefit from like a new mechanic in the newer games where he can like blow up.
Gigantamax Quillfish, where he is actually just inflated like, version.
But more like he should have like a mechanic where he does it. And like
an ability or something.
Yeah, where he alternates between like not exploded and exploded.
Let me actually see if he can learn explosion.
I don't think so.
No, he gets a TM for explosion.
Okay. TM? That's neat.
Yeah, TM 64.
Quillfish to me is one of those Pokemon that I always forget exists, but whenever I remember, I'm like, oh, he's pretty cool. I like him.
I don't dislike him. I also like have no strong feelings about him.
Exactly.
He's not very good in battle, but
just don't care about him. He's one of those filler ones, you know? He's one of those filler ones.
I can't tell you exactly why I love him so much.
Because he's extremely round.
Spherical.
He is very round.
Roundness is the gateway to the human heart.
It's true.
The more round a character is, the more likable it is.
Kirby.
That is just the most boring round thing.
The Pokedex does say that it's a round form and makes it a poor swimmer.
It drinks over 2.6 gallons of water all at once. I think we've all been there.
We've had the Golbat maneuver once again, where he does the 1-2 suck, and he just
no, it's
gets
the one
the water
suck.
In him all at once.
Just the one suck.
The one suck.
Grant the suck.
He doesn't need the two. He's already inflated by then. Has anyone actually ever used this then?
No, I have not even caught it.
I think I've tried to.
I tried to use one in Colosseum, and I dropped it because it was bad.
That's what I'm saying.
It's got a fun typing, but it's like it's just not very good.
Yeah, there's a better Pokemon with that typing.
Mm-hmm. It feels like it should have an evolution of some kind, and it just doesn't. Like, it just ends.
Yeah,
it should have
true.
Happened during Gen 4 with Gliscor and all that.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because they gave something to Gen 2. I feel like he could have really benefited from one.
What would you do with an evolution of Quillfish, though?
I've seen a lot of people go, like, they kind of angle on, like, the mine angle. Like, make him more like a mine. I've seen, like, Water Steel.
Yep.
Like, Poison Steel.
Poison Steel.
No.
I would have him go so large that instead of having an arena, you fight inside Quillfish and he's inside out with the
spikes.
Just
looks like a spiky Whelmer at that point, though.
No, but the spikes are on the inside and he swallows you. You have to fight him on the inside.
Make his body bigger, but the face is the same size. Does he have the face of someone who's about to explode?
Not normally.
No. You know what? He has the face of someone who's about to explode, but he made the decision to do it.
Yes.
It's completely within his control, and he has decided it's going to happen.